This is Carl Brasso. I'm at 186 Norris Belongsaw Road, near between Church Point and Richard. It's July 2nd, 2009, and I'm here with Mr. and Mrs. Norris Belongsaw. And Mr. Belongsaw, before we get started, I just want to get your permission to record this and put this in the archive so that people who want to study life in South Louisiana in the years to come can listen to it and get information and use it in articles or books or documentaries or whatever it is they're working on. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah. Perfectly.
Yeah. And as you know by now, there's no money for anybody involved in any of this. So this is strictly a case of trying to preserve the knowledge. And what I'd like to talk with you all about today is cattle. And you grew up on a farm in Acadia Parish and later in St. Landry Parish.
Correct.
And you ended up living in Acadia Parish between Church Point and Richard at Pointe Noire. And I'd like for you to discuss the cattle at all three of those places. All three of the places basically were areas that where people engaged in farming mostly. They were growing cotton.
Yeah.
Right? That was the primary occupation. So how did cattle fit into all of this?
Okay, a farmer, most of the farmers were tenant farmers. So the landlord would prefer having all his land in farming, but he had to have a little pasture for so the farmer could have his milk and his meat. And they were limited a lot. So, a tenant farmer would have, would say, maybe five or six cows, what we call milk cows. And they, it was so, the land was so so scarce, people would use the road for grazing. In the morning, they open the gate, push the cows in the road, and then they keep the dishes clean. And there was hardly no traffic then. And that helped a lot on the pasture, but on the average, they figured like 1 acre per head of cattle. But the grass was always short. And then in the fall, after all the crop was harvested, they would turn them loose in the fields. That was a great thing, so they could get fat for the winter. Mm-hmm. There was hardly no feed to feed them. Sometimes the farmer would have a little, would cut a little bit of hay on the headland and make a little haystack, and in tight times in the winter where he let the cows go and eat it on there. But that's about all they
How many head would a normal person, normal household have? A tenant farmer, about how many?
Oh, I'd say 10. It all depends on the amount of pasture. Would say maybe 10 or 12,
that
something
many.
Like
that. Mm-hmm.
That many.
Now, the cattle that they were raising, these were just a mixed breed? There was no special kind of cow that anybody knew
no.
In those days?
If it was a cow, it was a cow. They didn't look for breed. Now, some people, they studied this. But what was bad about the farmers didn't know they were overbreed that stock, and it drops the value of a cow. They wouldn't grow as big as they should. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know any better, and they did what they could.
Now, the families would get together at certain times of the year for boucheries. Can you talk a little bit about how the families organized?
Yeah.
And what the boucherie was?
There was no refrigerator, so you couldn't keep meat for very long. What the farmers would do, they'd get like 20 farmers would agree to kill a calf every weekend. And there were two, we'd say there were like 22 really members, but two of them would do the slaughtering. and they would get their share of meat for nothing, just for slaughtering the cow. And the farmers would get together each weekend, one would, on the Saturdays, one would bring a calf to the slaughter pen, and then those two men would slaughter the calf, and then the meat was divided according to each part of the cow or the calf. Most of them were calves, and they get each like a 10 pound of meat. And that was, they had to do something with the meat. It depends on the size of the family. The big family, they would probably eat the 10 pounds of meat over the weekend. But like, we were just two, we couldn't eat 10 pounds of meat over the weekend, but we divided with my in-laws, and they were about themselves too, so it made about even each